Welcome to The James Rice Show, a humorous, entertaining, and sometimes thought-provoking look at teaching and studying abroad. Join the conversation as James guides you through his experiences and provides insights into how to improve your English and how to improve your teaching of English. And now, here's the man you've been waiting for, James Rice.
Hello, my class, and welcome to this week's episode of The James Rice Show. It is a pleasure to have you here with us again. You know what? I am suffering today. Yes, you can maybe hear it in my voice a little bit. I have a summer cold. Yeah, what? Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's kind of a frog in my throat. You can hear that frog in my throat. It kind of feels like there's something there. You know, yesterday I was visiting my son, and he has an air conditioner in his house, and man, he had it on very, very cold. Boy, it was cold. And, you know, in summertime in Canada, I'm wearing my shorts and I'm enjoying it. And so I've picked up a summer cold. And Canadians, we like the cold. So we have the air conditioner turned up, I guess. And I've picked up something. So I'm going to hang in here today with you guys to get through the episode. So bear with me. Stay with me. All right. I hope you can catch this voice. It kind of sounds a little bit sexier, right? Right, Stephanie? A little bit deeper, sexier, husky voice. No, Stephanie says no, definitely not. All right, this week we are talking about the scam artist. The scam artist. So what is a scam? All right, well, a scam, it's a trick that bad guys use to get your trust. They want you to trust them. And the reason why is they want to steal your money. And usually it's money, okay? And we call these guys a scam artist. A scam artist. And basically they are professionals who know how to steal your money without you even knowing it. Yeah. And they may not hurt you physically, but they will take your money. And we say artist because it is kind of an art form. Often you don't know you've been scammed until, you know, boom, it's too late. They've got your money. And that's the art form of it, is the ability to take someone's money and they don't know that they've lost their money. That's the skill. And so we're going to take a look at that this week. And there's a lot of scams out there that are used on international students. So I hope, students, it will make you aware of some scams. And for teachers, I hope that you'll be able to share this with your students to make them aware, again, of some of these scam artists. As many of you know, I was the CEO and president of a language school here in Toronto, Canada, for about 15 years or so. And I have welcomed over 10,000, at least 10,000 international students to Canada. And I have seen some scams. And I have seen people try to scam our students. You know, actually, most recently, just coming to mind right now, most recently we had a purse snatcher, someone who steals your purse. And he would follow young women, usually international students. Our students specifically was one of the victims. And the young women would put their purse on the back of a chair. You know, you're in the restaurant or a cafe and you sit down, you take your purse, you put it on the back of the chair. And then ladies would pull out their phone and start texting or checking or doing whatever on their phone, and boom, bingo, the purse was gone very fast. He would literally hang out at international student coffee houses and cafes and watch for young women coming in who would do this. And even if you came in with a friend, one friend maybe goes to the washroom, the other friend stays at the table, puts the purse on the back of the chair. Always the purse on the back of the chair. So some of our teachers started to show young ladies how to hold the purse kind of in front of them when they sat down, to keep their purse towards the front of them, so that, you know, it was more difficult for these guys to steal their wallets and their purses. So that is one quick scam that recently has been happening. And again, they just target international students. They're at your restaurants, they're at your bars, they're at your cafes, and they know where international students hang out. And, you know, we've talked about some other more serious scams, such as virtual kidnappings. It's in some of our past episodes where the scammers are, you know, pretending that they've kidnapped you and trying to get money from your parents back in your home country. And, you know, virtual kidnapping just keeps popping up. I thought maybe we had, you know, had shone some light on it there last month. But man, it keeps popping up. These guys are good. So in Canada, it was happening in Vancouver and Calgary. And now it's popped up in Ottawa. All right. So if you're in Ottawa listening to the James Rice Show, virtual kidnappings, be careful. They're happening in your city. Also, it is happening now in California. So virtual kidnappings have really jumped up in California, especially in some of the more, you know, richer areas of the city. So out there in California, if you're listening to the James Rice Show, we gotta keep shining a light on these guys. They're like little rats. As soon as you shine a light, boom, they run away to another location. Okay. But if we don't shine a light on them, they're just going to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. So shoot us a message if you think there's some virtual kidnappings going on in your cities, and we'll try to broadcast it out here on the James Rice Show, as we have been in the past. So I've been following it in Canada, but I know it's happening in Australia. I know it's happening in England. And of course, it's starting to spread into the USA. Now, some of you, you know, especially in Brazil, Mexico, you know, you guys are probably listening and saying, you know, man, don't be stupid, okay? You got to be careful. And, you know, I agree. And I think, you know, people in North and South America, as well as Latin America, are, you know, we're pretty careful. And we pay attention to what's happening. But oftentimes, students from Asia, China, Japan, Korea, they are the ones targeted. And it's because, you know, the crime rate in Asia is much, much lower. And students from Asia tend to be a little more trusting than students from Brazil or Mexico. So, you know, if you have Asian friends out there, teach them to be more aware of their surroundings and be a little less trusting. Because a lot of these scams, they're looking for young Asian men and women who maybe don't have as much experience traveling abroad. But nevertheless, we are still seeing a lot of scams that are targeting all international students. And there are phone scams, there are landlord scams, there are educational agent scams, and there's even school scams. You know, schools out there trying to scam the students. So today, we're going to look at the different scams out there and talk about how to protect yourself from them and hopefully shine a light on these scam artists. All right. But first, some updates on the show for the news of the week. Brazil, 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 Brazil. I am very sorry, my Brazilian friends. James the Octopus predicted a Brazil-England final. Remember that octopus, the one that picked the the World Cup winners? I thought I was the octopus. I had Brazil and England, you know, in the finals. I was wrong. I'm sorry, my Brazilian friends. That was terrible. That was terrible. And boy, the internet was tough on Neymar, yeah? Yikes. Ouch. I mean, there were some cruel, cruel memes and videos out there. Wow. Even the New York Times. The New York Times did an article on the 8 different ways that Neymar dives. Yikes. Ouch. So, very sorry. Very sorry, Brazil. But thank you, Brazilians, for your continued support for the James Rice Show. You guys remain the number one country listening to the James Rice Show. And Japan comes in at number 2, Canada 3, Vietnam remaining strong at number 4. And the U.S. of A, United States of America, has returned to our top 5. And they are in the 5th spot, no doubt because of last week's episode where we discussed Donald Trump's speaking style. If you haven't listened to that episode, you got to listen to it. It's really good because we listened to a Georgetown linguist discuss the speaking style of Trump. And, I put in my comments as well about that as well. So if you haven't listened to the Trump episode from last week, tune into that one. It was a good one. It was really, really interesting. So thank you guys, of course, as always, for listening to the James Rice Show. Don't forget, please visit us on our YouTube channel for our free English lessons. This week I posted the different ways that we use comparatives. Okay, and there are 5 ways that we use the comparative form. Comparative form is bigger, the ER form. So James is bigger than David, or as big as. Okay, he is as big as a house. Okay, so when we compare things. So take a look at that video. That's a really, really good one too. And it has some great examples of how to use the comparative form. And, keep checking out the YouTube channel. Find out what's happening there. And hit subscribe so you get those free video updates. And we continue to build the library of material for English teaching and English studying. And you can access that through our website, www.thejamesriceshow.com. We got to practice those articles. I'm beginning to lose my voice a little bit, guys. We're going to have to soon take a break. All right. And don't forget to check out the episode pages. Each week we do a new episode and then we post background information on some of the topics that we've discussed on the episode pages. It's great for teachers, a great way for you guys to use some of this material and get students to practice their listening and do some reading and some discussion conversation topics as well. All right, I'm losing my voice here a bit, so we're going to take a short break. And coming up next, after the break, we're going to take a look at phone and landlord scams.
The Study It textbooks are the first ever completely digital and interactive English as a Second Language textbook series. Once downloaded, these textbooks do not require a Wi-Fi connection. Students and teachers can use them anywhere, anytime. Used in over 40 schools, universities, and NGOs worldwide. Study It is the future of English teaching. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.
Tea here with honey. Thank you, Stephanie, for bringing that to me. And I'm ready to go. As you know, I have a bit of a summer cold, so I'm fighting through that. All right, so we're going to take a look at some phone scams and landlord scams. Specifically, we're going to take a look at a phone scam where they call you. It's called the one ring scam. They call you, one ring, and hang up. All right. And you, as the cell phone owner, you think there was a missed call. And it's usually from some strange location overseas. And you may think it's a friend, Or you may think it's a family member if it's coming from your own country. And what happens is that you see the message and the phone number, and you hit redial and call back. But that's exactly what they want you to do. They want you to call back, all right? And when you call back, you might hear an automated recording. Hi, welcome to the James Rice Show. This is an automated recording. They might do that. They might, you might hear some music. You might just hear nothing. And what they've done is they've set up a kind of toll phone service. So when you dial the number, they get paid. They get paid for that. You know, it could be like $20 a minute, you know. You're calling that number, you know, because you don't know, you're calling that number, and they're using that to make money from you, even if it's a small amount. So that is one phone scam that you may get, and especially when you're overseas and you have a new phone number and everything new, you might hear that as well. So do not call back, all right, when you get those phone numbers, all right? And that's a common phone scam. Now, another phone scam is that people are calling you and they might say, "Hi, can you hear me?" And you might say yes, and then boom, they hang up. And what you may have just done by saying yes is that you may have just signed up for a service contract with a telemarketing company. By saying yes, they may have signed you up for something, and they may already have your credit cards. They may have they've obviously got your phone number. They may have information. So do not say yes, or do not answer like, "Hi, is this James Rice?" And you say yes, boom, they've got you. So be careful, okay, when you are just saying yes on the phone. That's another scam. And you know, you got to be careful. All right, let's move on to another popular scam. Not popular, but it's a new one, actually. I shouldn't say it's popular because it is a new one. It is something landlords are doing to students. All right. Some landlords, interestingly enough, are issuing tickets, a ticket, like a speeding ticket, to students for not cleaning the kitchen or for not making their beds. Okay. That is illegal. Okay. A landlord cannot charge you a ticket for not cleaning the kitchen. Okay. So sometimes in boarding houses or in boarding schools, that they may charge, or may try to charge you for a ticket or a fine of, you know, $3 or $2 or $5. You cannot pay that. It's not allowed. It is totally illegal. All right. So if you've paid to rent a room in a home or an apartment or maybe in a boarding house, they cannot, you have your own room. Okay. The landlords cannot charge you for not cleaning your space. Okay. For not cleaning up the kitchen area. That is not allowed in any country. All right. So there are no fines. Now, the landlord can charge what's called a security deposit, and that's often your first and last month's rent. So if there are any damages to the apartment or the room at the end of the time that you are staying there, the landlord has the right to take the money that you've paid and apply it to the repairs. That is okay. That is illegal and acceptable. And in Canada, we have this rule to protect landlords on that. But during your stay, they cannot say, hey, you didn't clean your room. Here is a fine of $2. All right. Not allowed, not acceptable, and do not fall for that scam. All right. More scams after this.
Have you subscribed to James's newsletter? When you subscribe, you will receive a free Study It ESL textbook. Visit www.thejamesriceshow.com for more information and join today.
All right. So another common landlord scam is the fake landlord. Yeah. And you gotta be very, very careful with this one. This has been going on for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Even when I was going to New York and I had been looking at Airbnb, there was a guy that was offering me a Manhattan apartment, downtown Wall Street, Manhattan, beautiful apartment, and for about $2,000 for the month. I thought, wow, that's really amazing, really cheap. And luckily, I had a friend in New York who went to the apartment to see if that person actually lived there. And he had quite a story. It was quite a story. We found out quickly that, of course, the guy was a fake landlord. He just posted something fake on Airbnb, and it was totally fake. But he had a great story. Oh, he said, I'm not there. I have construction going on in my apartment. They don't know me. I don't live there. I have workers coming in. It was all a scam to try to get me to pay the money. And that is a very, very common scam on Airbnb that you need to be careful of. But there is another type of scam that the landlord actually meets the students. They say, hi, you know, Yuko from Japan. I'm the landlord. I would like to meet you about the apartment. And they may even walk past the apartment and show the apartment to you, but not inside. They won't show you inside. They're going to show you the outside. They may show you around the area, okay? But they're not showing you inside because they don't own the apartment. They're going to meet you for a cup of coffee. They're going to interview you. They may even ask you to fill out an application. They're that sophisticated. You know, they're that intelligent. And they may even create a website. Some of these guys have created websites with their advertisements. And they're advertising in Japanese or Korean or Chinese newspapers or websites or free websites like Craigslist or I know in Canada there are Japanese websites that are specific to Japanese students, and there are Korean websites that are specific to Korean students, and these guys will advertise in these websites specifically targeting you. Okay, they want your money. And you show up, so you'll meet this guy at a restaurant or a cafe. He may even buy you coffee and talk with you, and you're going to feel really wonderful. And then he's going to say, okay, the rent is $1,000, but I like you. I'm going to give it to you for $800 if you pay, you know, 3 months. Give me 3 months in advance, or give me 6 months in advance. If you give me more in advance, I'll give you a lower discount. And suddenly you're paying, you know, $5,000 or $8,000 or, you know, $6,000 to this man in the cafe, and you've never seen the apartment, but you kind of trust him. You think he's all legal, and he may even have a little fake contract, okay? That does not happen, guys, all right? Do not pay in cash, number one. Never pay in cash in North America or South America, if you can. Anywhere in the world, actually. Europe or Australia. Never pay in cash, okay? We don't do it in cash, All right. So you can pay by e-transfer. You can pay by credit card. Credit card is the safest way if they can accept credit card. Sometimes they can't, depending on the landlords. But never, ever pay in cash because, you know, it's gone. All right. So you need to check out the apartments. They've got to allow you into the apartments. And it's tough because sometimes these guys actually rent them as Airbnb. So this is the scam. They can also rent them as Airbnb, take you in, show you around the apartment. They've rented the apartment for 2 days or 3 days, and they've made a lot of money, and boom, they're gone to the next city. So you want to check a lot of different aspects, especially websites. Okay, there are some legitimate websites. You may want to check the concierge. So the guy at the front of the apartment, perhaps there's somebody there that can help to make sure this is a real apartment. And you know what? If it's too good to be true, it probably is. You know, if he's offering you discounts to pay in cash, that is a red flag. And that red flag expression means that nobody offers discounts for housing in North America. So there should be no discounts. There should be a contract as well. He should have his address and information on that as well. And a website, a phone number, email, all of this stuff you need to have. But if you don't pay in cash, you have some protection. Because if you pay by credit card, you can stop that transaction, obviously. If you wait a few days to pay as well, that's also a good option. All right, so you got to be careful. No cash to landlords. All right, no cash to landlords. That is an important one. Now, a couple of other scams that sound official is that immigration officials from different countries will call you and threaten you with that you're going to be arrested or your visa status is out of date or wrong or something. You need to pay $100 or $50 to this website. Okay, never ever is any immigration official going to contact you by phone. All right, that's just not going to happen. All right, in Canada, US, Australia, they're not going to call you up and ask you for money. All right, and their purpose is to try to scare you because, oh my God, I'm illegal in this country. I'm an illegal alien. You know, I'm going to be thrown out of the country. Okay, if you have a visa, a piece of paper, a stamp from the government when you entered the country, that is legal. Okay, is nothing anybody can do or say on the telephone that will change your status. Okay, so that don't think that that is some sort of illegal action on your part. Now, another one that's happening in Yale, this is one that's happening in Yale, you know, is scammers are calling international students and they're saying they're the police and they're going to arrest you because you haven't paid tax yet. So if you've stayed in Canada or America for a couple of years, you know that there's a you pay tax every year, especially if you are working. All right. And so these guys are calling you and saying you haven't paid your tax and you're going to be arrested. And it's happening on the campus of Yale specifically. It's also happening all through Canada as well, this scam. People from kind of, how do we say, they're from the IRS or the CRA, which is kind of the revenue, the tax people in the countries, and they're calling you, asking you for money. Again, these people will not call you ever to ask you for money. No money is going to be asked to you by any government over the telephone. All right, so just forget about that. Now, a couple of other ones, which is kind of interesting. One from India. Here's a scam from India. They're advertising for a husband or a wife. Yeah. They're international ads in India trying to get people to immigrate to Canada. And they are targeting usually girls. And they must have, you know, a high English level in order to get into Canada. So they are advertising that they're seeking a marriage contract with a young woman who has an IELTS score of 7 or more. So that's a new scam that's popped up here to try to get these people into Canada or America, and the boys will pay all the expenses if the girl has a high IELTS score and perhaps that they have a Bachelor of Science or some degree that'll help them to get into Canada faster. So again, that's another new scam, and fake marriages are pretty popular in Canada, where they're trying to get. So, you know, the immigration officials are aware of these scams, and but I thought that was kind of a fun one. Now, the other more serious one is education agents, and these agents are often quite popular way for students to travel abroad. So you book your tickets and information through education agents in your country, and they will recommend schools and send you to those schools. Generally, agents are quite good and quite legal, but there are fake education agencies, and they're popping up on the internet, and they're asking you for money, and you pay the agent, and then they don't give you the service. So this one is fairly easy for you to check on. You can contact the school directly to say, hey, I'm working with this agent. Do you have an agreement with them? That's one way. There's also an international agent organization called ICEF. ICEF, you can Google that, and they have a list of agents that they have checked out. They've verified that they're legal and you know, have a legal status as an agency. So you can check them out as well, ICEF. And you can also always call your embassy if you are concerned. So if they are a legitimate agency, they've probably worked with the embassy in the past, or they should have. Again, if it doesn't feel right, then don't use that as an agency. Okay, don't try not to do it. Now, we had been talking about in the past that Chinese student who was kidnapped by the school, the flight school. Remember that? Now, he was threatened by the school to leave the country. The school demanded him to leave the country. If you are in this difficult situation that this boy may have found in America, you can get a special visa called a U visa, and that will allow you to stay in the country if there has been a crime committed against you. So if you feel there is a crime, you should talk to an immigration lawyer and attorney, because you can get another visa to protect you. So that's a bit of an update on that story. So it's called a U visa for victims of crime. Okay. And in this story that we've followed now since last month, the school held on to the passport of the student. Okay. That is not acceptable, guys. No school should be holding on to your passport. All right. You should have your passport on you at all times. All right. It is your passport. It is the way you can identify yourself. Now, the school may ask for a copy of your passport. That's fine. You can provide a copy of the passport and a copy of your student visa. Also quite normal. But there is never a situation where the school should be keeping your passports. All right. So that is a lot of information, a lot of scams there, eh? And there's a lot more out there. There's a lot more out there. So next, we're going to take a listen to Idiom of the Week, where we're going to discuss some idioms to help you be careful when you are traveling.
It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
Trust is something you should not give up easily, especially when you are traveling abroad. Now, you need to be alert and you need to be aware. There are people out there who are waiting for international students to arrive so that they can take your money. Be careful. Now, this week, in our Idioms of the Week, we're going to take a look at some expressions to help you be careful when you are studying abroad. All right, number one, keep your guard up. Keep your guard up. All right. Or sometimes we say be on your guard. All right. So keep your guard up or be on your guard. Now, this expression means that you need to be careful and look around you and see if there are any strange people around you, if there are any possible dangerous situations, and if you have a purse or a wallet, that you keep it close. So when you travel, keep your guard up, all right? Be on your guard. Take a look around and know your settings and where you are, all right? Very, very important. Number two, err on the side of caution. Err on the side of caution. Err is E-R-R. That's how we spell it, err. So this expression we use when we want to say, if you are in a situation, you want to take the safe route. Take the safe route. Don't try anything dangerous. So if you are walking down the street and the lights are a little bit low, maybe you want to go to the side of the street where there's more light, okay, so that you feel a little safer, all right? Or if you're walking down the street and you don't feel safe, maybe you call an Uber, okay, to take you home, or a taxi, all right? So you err on the side of caution. If you feel that maybe it's not safe, then let's err on the side of caution. All right, let's take the safe route out. All right, number three, steer clear of. Steer clear of. All right, steer means S-T-E-E-R. So steer, like driving your car, you steer your car. So steer clear of means that you want to stay away from that bad area. Okay, stay away from the bad area. So if you feel, you know, there's a certain area in your city that may be dangerous, you know, steer clear of that area. And you may want to talk to your schools or your teachers about potential bad areas in your city. So steer clear of those areas. All right, number four, keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. And this means pay attention, okay? Pay attention. Sometimes you might put your phone on the table and, you're looking for the waiter and boom, your phone's gone, okay? So, you know, keep your eye on the ball, all right? People want your phones. They're quick to grab. People want your purse, your wallet, your credit cards. All of those are very easy to grab. So keep your eye on the ball. Pay attention. All right. And the last one, number five, take note of. Take note of. All right. So if you see some suspicious or maybe bad characters around you, you know, take a note of what they look like. taken note of any tattoos, taken note of facial hair? Do they have a beard? Do they have a mustache? Take note of perhaps their clothing. Because if something does happen to you or your friend or someone else, you maybe have noticed something that could help the police. So take note of what people look like. Maybe even take note of a car or something strange that's not usual in your area. Take note of those things. All right? So if you are traveling or studying abroad, steer clear of dangerous places and always keep your guard up. And if you meet someone new, err on the side of caution. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram at @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes. Have you downloaded the Study It ESL textbooks yet for your classroom? The Study It textbooks are the first ever digital and interactive textbooks. Once downloaded, Wi-Fi is no longer required. Each book contains video and audio exercises, detailed grammar keynotes, reading and writing assignments, and amazing speaking projects. Grammar, conversation, pronunciation, business English, and listening textbooks are available. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.
All right, so that is another episode of The James Rice Show coming to an end. Thank you guys for sticking with me here as I suffer through my summer cold. I am almost through to the end, and my tea and honey is also at the end. So thank you guys for tuning in this week, and I hope that the topics this week got you guys thinking before you go abroad, before you travel abroad, about scams and the scam artist out there. You got to be careful. You got to keep your guard up, all right? And stay focused when you're out traveling into different countries. And oftentimes people say to me, yeah, but James, Canada is very safe. Yes, Canada is safe, and Australia is safe, and England is safe, and North America, all these cities are safe. Countries are safe. But there are bad people always in every country. And the scam artist is not one who's going to hurt you physically, but they will hurt you, and they are criminals. And no matter what they appear to be, you need to be careful. All right, so be careful out there, guys, when traveling abroad. Teachers, please share this podcast. Discuss with your students as well about the scams that they're facing, because there's stuff happening that needs to be discussed, and we need to continue to shine a light on these bad guys, and let's see if we can't put an end to some of these international student scams. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in this week to The James Rice Show. And we'll see you next week, where hopefully my voice will be much, much stronger. And remember, be crazy.
Thanks for listening to The James Rice Show. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter and send us your questions or comments at www.thejamesriceshow.com.